good evening or afternoon, where you may be in the world. Still afternoon in Alaska. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show coming out of the far north. Nice drizzly day today, watering the lawn, my natural lawn. I got past that cutting the grass. I have a natural lawn, and whatever grows, grows. Whatever doesn't grow, doesn't grow. Easy to take care of. Called on the Creator to do a little watering for me last couple days, and looks like it's coming true. So we should get our cranberries and some other things that grow naturally in my yard. They should be ready here in not too long distance. As soon as it freezes here, probably another month, we'll probably be getting some freezing weather below 32 up here. You never know in Alaska. Anyway, this is True Seeker of the Far North, and have no guests today. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the most unbelievable stuff that's going on in our country. I am going to be making available here next week and start getting my homepage redone. I've been haven't really done anything yet for that for a year. I've got somebody that's going to assist me and going to be putting out to make available Title 28 and Title 18. I just got it scanned, OCR'd, and off-premise, which there are only four books left in the world, in the public arena anyway, where you can hopefully get access to one of them, and luckily I got my hands on one of them. But it's just, I'm telling you, when you finally start to get the large overview of the problem, and you get down to the seed or the root of the poisonous tree, and the problem is us. We were given a republic, no doubt about it. It had some flaws. Nothing's perfect. But it's the best thing that is probably ever this world's going to see as far as a constitutional republic. And it's been overthrown by and with the consent of the governed, us. Of course, if we understood what they were doing, hopefully I would like to think that some of the people would not buy into this. I put out an email on my list and asked a couple of questions. Is the Creator the source of our inalienable rights? Yes or no? Or is this been supplanted by Congress now being the source of our inalienable rights? Congress tells us that they're the source of our right to own property and sue and be sued. Right to make contract. Congress is the source of the power. So it seems like a really an absurd question. Absurd. And it is. But people won't get it. So I thought I'd put it out. And I did actually get a couple people comment back off list and say, absurd question. Of course the Creator is the source of the inalienable rights. Congress cannot be the source. And if someone thinks that Congress is the source of your, quote, rights, or inalienable rights, with the adjective in front, we're in deep trouble. Congress cannot give. One of the issues I'm going to talk today about, too, as I work this in, is the thing called the federal question, which was changed in or created in 1875. And, of course, there was a specific reason for this, for the federal question, and it's as much federal as the Federal Reserve. But it sounds so deliciously correct. It's like a citizen of the United States. You ask almost anybody out there, and they will, those are fighting words. Are you a citizen of the United States? Absolutely. What is it? They're clueless. But yet they'll fight for something they don't even know what it means. BS these lawyers about federal question. It's a good thing. But you try to have ask some lawyer to explain the beginnings of the federal question and what was the purpose of it. Totally clueless again. These are our, quote, attorneys of the day. I hear the music, so stay tuned, and we'll be back with some astounding information that you're probably not going to hear anywhere on the airwaves.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back from break, and this is Ralph Winterroad, Ralph Winterroad Show out of the far north. And would do you think people, if they really understood? Now, I saw a voter registration down in Oklahoma, and the voter registration currently in Oklahoma now is you have to be a quote citizen of the United States of America unquote, which is good. Then you read a little farther into this voter registration form in Oklahoma, and you have to sign in with the penalties of perjury that you're a citizen of the United States to be able to vote. What is going on there? What is the citizen of the United States? And I can tell you that I have tracked down, I have done my own original research. I get obviously a lot of suggestions from people, but I have chosen to go my own road, and because it was quite obvious that a lot of the information out there is mixed up, understandably why it's quite understandably why it is, because it's so convoluted. And then we have a lot of people out there that are working either for the government or ought to be working for the government for putting out a lot of information for money, and they can't back up what they're talking about. They have a little clip here, a little clip there, and they try to piece all these things together. And I've tried to do this like you would in a true trial. This evidence is based on this evidence, and then you be your worst enemy and say, okay, now is this true or not true, and what can I do to back it up and prove it, conclusively prove it? And this is what I've been doing with these public records out of 1948, and I can tell you conclusively in 1948, the good judges of America that were in on this, the senators, representatives, and a whole bunch of other law professors were totally into overthrowing our constitutional republic and replacing it with something that looks really delicious, but it puts all of the power in the judges and in Congress, in these courts. And what's even more amazing is they print it. Now, if I were going to be a absolute criminal, I think I would hide some of this stuff. But, of course, you know, sometimes the truth is better left out in the open because it's so shocking that people won't believe it. People have this belief system, and I'm telling you, it is a tough nut to attempt to pierce belief system. But maybe now if somebody came up to you and said, now, if you're a citizen of the United States, these are the things that you get. You get a Social Security number. You get to have the right to sue and be sued. You get the right to own personal and private property and the right to contract and the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. Now, at that point, I tried that at the bank here Friday, and I actually caught somebody that's got two or three brain synapses going off, and she asked the right question. She said, that can't be. That's a racist statement. Just tell me about it. They didn't free the Negroes. It was all an illusion. All they did was enslave everybody. They were setting the whole game up. And she went to check it out. I said, please. It's out there in the public record. Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. I didn't make it up. They wrote it. I'm just learning how to read this stuff. I said, now here are some of the other fringe benefits that you're going to get when you become a citizen of the United States, because you're under the plenary power of Congress. Now, they do not have absolute power, but close to it within the several states. But for Congress to, for you to be clothed with this benefit package, you must surrender your inalienable rights from the Creator. Just like the prodigal son, you must sell out. You must sell your soul to the devil or the evil force, if you want to call. I can't think of anything that would be polite to say about Congress. You must sell out. You say, no, I no longer believe in my inalienable rights from the Creator, the law of nature and nature's God. No, I'm gonna throw all that off. I like what Congress has to offer, because they're going to take care of me. Here's what they're going to do for me. I'm going to sign an I-9 when I go to work as an employer or as an employee. Therefore, I'll get workman's compensation. I don't have to worry about job security in a lot of places. I'll get all kinds of benefits, all provided by the employer under the blessing and the watchful eye of Congress. I will also be required to have a driver's license. Of course, the reason why I'm required to have a driver's license is because the car that I own is a registered owner, which is in every state. I become the debtor, and the state becomes the secured party. I'm driving the state's car. So I get to drive a state's car. I get to do whatever I want, but my conduct is monitored. And if they don't like my conduct, they take my little toy away. I get to make payments on it, and I get to keep it up if I choose. I can wreck it. When I get pulled over in the government's car, I must show the government license. It's all tied into being a citizen of the United States. That one's tied into Title 42. I got a main brain fart here right now. It's in Section 666. It's in Section 666, and then it's number 13, number 2. And, of course, in Alaska, then the next thing they ask you for, well, where is your registration to prove that you gave it away to the state? Because, see, they already had probable cause because you got a tag on the back. And the tag on the back's a little sticker. Already they have probable cause to prove that you're driving the state's car. And then you hand them over the registration. And, of course, then it says under your signature you're going to provide insurance. So then they say, okay, where's the insurance? And then if you don't have insurance, most people will volunteer, so they take your toy away and take you to jail for conduct. Now, this is some of the benefits you get for being a citizen of the United States. When you go get married, you fill out a document that's tied into being a citizen of the United States. when you have children, you automatically sign them over to the state, because almost everybody gets a parent work form. Every one of them has the mother in there, her maiden name. They don't seem to want to know her married name, which is quite interesting because she's probably having bastard children, but that's all tied in again to being a citizen of the United States. It's tied into the welfare if you check on the back of it. In Alaska, it is. These are some more of the fringe benefits. So they keep track of you to make sure that if you have any children, you sign them over to the state. And then if you have any problems, you get in a pissing match with your husband. They can get involved, and they can control your life. And then we go to the child custody. So if you just make any unfounded or founded accusation against your husband or wife, why, the child custody people come, and of course they're there by contract to make money so they can take your children and keep them. All for the good of the child. Best interest of the child. That's another one of the benefits of being a citizen of the United States. You get to go into the courtroom to try to tell the truth. And they won't even let you talk, usually. And they could care less because they've all got contracts behind the scenes. The judge has already bought and paid for, called cooperative agreements. He's there to make money. It's an illusion. The child custody, the guardian ad litem, the attorneys, they all got their hand in the till. You're the only sucker that think you have inalienable rights, but you've already signed them away. These are some more fringe benefits. I live in Alaska. If I want to go over here and go over to the into the King's Forest, I have to get into the King's car, drive on the King's Road. When I get to like the Little Sioux, if I want to go over there and go with somebody, or we in a boat, the boat's got to be registered. It's the King's boat. I have to have a license to park because I'm parking on the King's land. I have to have a king's license to catch fish because it's the king's fish. I'm in the king's. This is no different than England, Merry Old England. And then when I get on the King's River, because he controls the river, and I get to catch the king's fish, of course, the king's men come along and check me to make sure that I'm doing everything right. And if I inadvertently have a fish on or something that they don't like, they can take my pole and or boat. Now, the pole is mine as punishment, but the king can take back his boat because I didn't do right conduct to be in the King's Forest. But I get the blessing of eating some of the king's fish, but only a certain amount, and only when the king says that they're available, because he doesn't care about whether I survive or not. He is controlling my conduct, my life. These are some of the fringe benefits of being a citizen of the United States. Your Congress gets to take care of you from cradle to coffin and look out for you. And at any time that they don't like what you're doing, if you start to get a little enlightened, I guess the Patriot Act got its wings clipped a little bit, but the FBI can come into your house, they can plant bugs, they can look around to go get a search warrant. These are the type of things that our forefathers fought against England, coming into houses and unlawful searches and seizures. And we're back doing it again today. And these congressmen are voting on things, they don't even read them. They haven't even had anybody really tell them what it's about, and they vote this stuff in. And we think that we're hooked. We're like the fish in the aquarium. A big aquarium, we're free to swim in the aquarium. But every once in a while, we bump into something and we can't get out. That's the glass. As long as we're within the constraints and conduct of our slave masters, we can do pretty much what we want. But they're guiding and directing us. And these are the benefits of being a citizen of the United States. This is a great benefit. I heard a talk show the other day. He said, I don't think people really want liberty. I would agree. It's sad but true. It's really sad but true. Because with civil liberties, when you're the sovereign and the creator is the source, comes great responsibility. And I'm going to go into that, and then I'm going to show you some things of how they've done it right in front of our eyes, and we'll fight for our own slavery right after this short break.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, we're back from break. Ralph Kermit, Winter Road, the second Ralph Winter Road show out of Alaska. And we're talking about all of the good fringe benefits, which we're going to get into some factual issues that anybody can check on the Internet. And then say some of these things aren't available. I'm going to be making them available next week. And just a couple of things. I have three email lists that are free, and then I have one that you get attachments with for a $120 donation per year at JustBelly, JustBelli.com. And also, I need to remember that RBN, that is making this show possible, operates with money, our money. So it's a good idea if you want to hear information such as what I'm putting out to open the pocketbook and send some money down to those people, because if they're not there, I'm not here, and you won't be hearing this. So anyway, back to being all the fringe benefits of being a citizen of the United States. I'm actually going to get around, I think, and put out a thing that I've done in Alaska, and it really has an effect on these politicians. You put their picture on there, and you put all of the evil things, dastardly deeds they're doing. I've called them all sorts of things. I've called our ex-Murkowski, he's a terrorist, domestic terrorist. And you put all this on there, and then to protect yourself in the back, you put the affidavit of the truth of what they think they are, but they're not, under the penalties of perjury. Of course, they hold a key to their own jail, so therefore you can't be sued because you've been down that road before. But I'm thinking about putting one out for Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, two of my favorite folks out there talk about a thing, and then Imus, and one of the things that they're jealous of Mr. Imus, because he's the fellow that made that statement about nappy-headed hoes, which was not necessarily a good thing to be saying about somebody derogatory, but the issue is that they're jealous of Mr. Imus. They want to have the same rights as enjoyed by white citizens. See if I can shock somebody and send this to the NAACP and some of these people. It's just, I mean, talk about a racist statement. In today's world, everything is about race. Why is nobody catching on to this? It's on the Internet. Anybody with a computer that's listening to this show can go to Title 42, 1981, and there it is, 1982. But it's just like water off a duck's back. But anyway, back to these great benefits of having to be a citizen of the United States. Like I say, it sounds so deliciously correct. Now, this was used prior to 1866, which a California judge ruling down in the Supreme Court of California was used to refer to the citizens of the several states. There were no privileges and benefits for a citizen of the United States, and all you have to do is go to the Constitution of the United States and look. Do you see any privileges and benefits for a citizen of the United States in there? I don't. Do you think that the people that wrote the Constitution are so stupid that they wouldn't know to put that in there? But what privileges and immunities did they put in the Constitution of the United States? Article 4, Section 2. The citizens of each state shall be entitled to all the privileges and immunities of citizens in the several states. So when you traveled around from one of the several states to another one, you got all of the privileges and immunities of the people in that state, even though you were visiting there. And very few exceptions were ever noted, except in maybe some sort of a license. It was the case on oysters that you wouldn't have access to. It was restricted strictly to the people of the particular one of the several states that were domiciled in that state. Where is the privileges and immunities for citizens of the United States? Well, not until after the Civil War did that ever rear its ugly head, 1866. That's when this thing was created. People say it's a 14th Amendment citizen. That's basically correct, but it's not the real truth. I mean, if we're going to talk about something, and if you want to be able to prove it, need to go, when did this thing happen? Where was the start? And can you prove it? It's a public record. It started in 14 stat, that's statutes at large, page 27, 1866. And this is what the act is titled, an act to protect all persons in the United States and their civil rights and furnish the means of their vindication. That vindication is still there today. Doesn't that sound, why would you want to be vindicated? What's that about? Well, vindicate is to clear someone of blame or suspicion. Absolve. Show to be right. Reasonable. This is what my dictionary in the Mac says. Boy, now wait a minute. I thought that the way our constitutional republic worked, that someone would have probable cause and they would come in under oath and affidavit. By the affidavit, by get a summons or come in by oath in front of a judge. And we would have a preliminary examination, and they would have to put before an independent judge the accusation that I had done some crime. This doesn't seem to jibe with vindicate. Vindicate means that I have to prove that I'm innocent. But the other is supposed to be that the way it's supposed to work is somebody has to prove that I'm guilty. Why do I need to vindicate my name? Anyway, we'll be back for a long break, and then we're going to start getting down into some real meat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and we're back for a long segment here. And we're going to start exploring some of the issues that these people have done to us. And again, I was going over all of these privileges, these benefits of being a citizen of the United States. And basically, stated very simply in a different manner, is everyone that wants to be a citizen of the United States has sold their birthright and has given a full power of attorney to Congress. A full power of attorney over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, that's a scary thought. But I'm not sure why the concept of when Congress creates federal rights, when they create benefits, Congress controls. They can change the benefits, which they do all the time. They can deny you access to a court. It is not an inalienable right. It does not come under the purview of judicial power of the United States to protect benefits. It's outside the Constitution. And that is the simple concept that we have today. But everybody thinks that we have rights. Nice word, but you better start to understand, hopefully think about the word, that the adjective that defines those type of rights. Just like when we get stopped by the paramilitary, the police. They have no office. They have no powers and duties. their military. They are operating in the same mode, just in a different outlook on it, as we are in Iraq. When they stop Iraqis. Over here, though, they've done it under the guise of the illusion that they're here to help. And there are some good police officers. You can't say that everybody's bad and all. There are some, even some good judges. Not very many. There's a few. There's a few who fight and know it's not right. There are some police officers that I know that would like to see a change. But, of course, if they speak up, they no longer have a job. This is the way they control people, is if you speak up, or like the Patriot Act, when they're doing all this little undercover stuff and they come and issue these little summonses and stuff, and you say anything, then you go to jail. So this is how they shut everybody up. It's fear. This is what they're doing today. These are the benefits of being a citizen of the United States. And then when the policeman, well, he didn't give me my Miranda rights. Now stop and think about what that's really saying. That if you read the case about Miranda v. Arizona, it says Miranda is not law. So the obvious question, if you stop and just do a little brief analysis of logic, who put made the policeman an attorney or a counselor at law that he has the right to advise me when there should be some line drawn of when I should shut the heck up and quit giving him evidence that he's going to use to hang me, hoping that the courts will uphold the line that he's given? He's not an attorney. He's definitely not a counselor at law. He's military. Actually, paramilitary. He is not. He holds no civil office, no office of a civil nature under the several states. None. Even the sheriffs today have been bought off. But all of the police there, all they are is employees of a corporation. They're enforcing the king's corporations. They do some good. They do a lot of things that are not good. And the thing is, and the thing that people do not understand when you buy into the citizen of the United States nonsense, the benefits. You, at that point, have surrendered your constitutional republic. You've surrendered your birthright. You surrendered your inalienable rights, but our constitutional republic is founded upon the idea that, not the idea, but upon the fact that we are sovereign and we have a limited delegation of power to the several states and a grant to the United States. And each and every party, without exception, that has any control over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to use discretion must have an office created with powers and duties, either by the Constitution, which is our contract, or by the legislature or Congress, where we have elected them to be our representative in certain limited areas. But without exception, they must have an office with powers and duties defined. And before they can move upon the powers and duties and enter into that office, they must have either get there by two pieces of paper from the electors of the several states, called a certificate of election, or by a civil commission, which is where this was adjudicated a long time ago, back in the early 1800s in Marbury versus Madison, called a civil commission. The signature is the appointment power, and the civil commission is a document that validates that that is proof that this signature exists. But the signature is where the power of us is. They must have a civil commission. And if they don't have a civil commission, and if they don't have a certificate of election, they can hold no office. And, of course, then when they enter the office, they must take an oath of office as a public officer, an oath of office as an officer of the United States, to abide by our contract, our limited delegation of powers for that office. Many of them must post bonds. If they handle money, all of the sheriffs, anybody that can do the arresting, always mandatory, had to have a bond, a big bond, because, and it's called an official bond. It has to be their own assets. It's still in the code, in the statutory law of Alaska, the code stuff, but nobody in Alaska has one. the public safety commissioner. He's a commissioner. That ought to be a wake-up call right there. He doesn't hold a public office. But anyway, the commissioner is supposed to have an official bond. And I just filed last week on a case, by the way, up here, which it took me 5 years to get the trooper into, quote, United States District Court, even though I am on the other side, on excessive force. And I just filed this last Friday to encumber the official bond of the public safety commissioner, Mr. Monaghan, a bond that he doesn't have. And I sent him a registered letter, restricted delivery, signature confirmation, to have him file that bond into the court, or within 15 days, he has no office. He's out of a job. So that means next week I'll probably be going to jail again, because every time you lean on those guys, they lean on you, but that's the way it works. Anyway, this is the part of a constitutional republic. In a constitutional republic, these people are accountable to us within the limits of the office, the limited delegation of power. But now, if you're a citizen of the United States, they're not accountable to you. They're all paid, bought off agencies under Congress. Child custody folks, they don't work for us. They're all employees. They have no office. They have a phony oath as a employee, but an oath as an employee is irrelevant. I could take an oath of office too, but I have no office. Looks good on a piece of paper. The quote judges in Alaska, the lower courts have a different oath than the ones at the higher courts, and neither one of them match up to the one that's mandated by the Constitution in the state of Alaska, which is one of the greatest fascist documents there ever is, once you finally understand how to read it. But even in the same courthouse, it's interesting that they separate out the jurisdictions of the lower courts in a building to the higher courts. And it's even more interesting that on the people that are in their heraldry, interestingly enough, is on the right-hand corner looking out always is the highest flag. Well, guess what we have in Alaska down at the brand new courthouse? We don't even have a flag there. It's a totem pole. Kind of like the symbol. We might be sitting on somebody's lands up here in Alaska. Not that the natives own all of Alaska, but they've given them the privilege, and out the left-hand side sits on the front sits the flag of the United States of America, and not the flag of the United States. And you walk over one block to the appellate courts, and on the right-hand side of it sits the flag of the United States, where it's supposed to be. Actually, the flag of the United States of America. These things, they're telling us what they're doing. The flags and all these other things are just an indication to these people. They love symbols. They love to have all the little handshakes and all this other nonsense that goes on right in front of us, because we're ignorant and we choose not to learn for some reason. I'm not sure why. But anyway, these are some of the fringe benefits of being a citizen of the United States. Now, when you have a real issue of law, and you want to go into one of the courts of the United States, you could go to the United States District Court. And you think when you walk in there that the judge is a real judge. No, he's an employee. He has a Form 61 which says he's a mere employee under his signature. He's not an officer of the United States. Nope. Attorneys, some of them know, some of them don't. Most of them don't. Most of them don't want to know. And they keep all of the attorneys under control for a citizen of the United States because they all have a professional code of conduct. And they're bound to the code of conduct, professional code of conduct, above all else, above the Constitution and everything. These are the benefits of being a citizen of the United States. Sounds pretty lovely, doesn't it? This is what they've done to us. Nobody wants to be responsible. I get laid off from work. I want to draw unemployment. That's another benefit of being a citizen of the United States. So, Now, getting back to how can they pull some of these, all of these nice benefits that all of these things that people have signed up for, to give a full power of attorney to a politician. I just can't believe anybody would knowingly do this, but I don't know in this day and age. I'm shocked every day by what these guys have done and how they've done it. They did the Civil War. They did the Act of 1866. And they created the citizen of the United States. And they created this federal benefit. Federal rights. And they don't even hide it. If you get a law dictionary, you go look up citizen of the United States, it talks about federal rights. But it falls on deaf ears. People have no concept because we're not taught. I wasn't taught. I went to a public school. A lot different than what we do today, but I went to a one-room grade school. Read every book in the library. There weren't many. But when we got to high school, I started to find out that these guys are not telling me what needs to be done. You know that they're not telling you the truth. I can't find out what the truth is, but I know that what I'm being told is not the truth. So how did they pull this little schnazoo thing off? Well, we did the Civil War, and of course that goes back to after Andrew Jackson's with the demise of the Bank of the United States, when he got rid of the Bank of the United States and allowed these bankers to quit controlling our money system, and they came right out, didn't even hide it, and say, we're going to take your country down because we cannot allow this country to proceed forward without us, the bankers, in your pocket, skimming, taking money, controlling you. And already by 1842, they had already started to working on the seal of the United States, taking out the arrows, so it didn't have 13 arrows in it. They had already quit putting the laws of the United States over into the secretary. And in 1842, they were already doing this. That's the last time that you will see something else that I'm going to talk about in a minute. We have Richard from Alabama. Go ahead, Richard.
Hi. I want to talk about public law 93-579, note 7, A1.
I have no idea what that is. Go ahead.
It's about the Social Security number and bank accounts. It says that we all have a right to open a bank account without a Social Security number. The banks are required to let us do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they let all of the documented foreign nationals open a bank account. They're protected by public law 93-579, note 7, A1, because they have documentation to prove they are a citizen of a nation. And we come in and we have no documentation.
Well, actually we do, but you've already defeated yourself by a couple of things, and I'll tell you why.
But this is not codified. See, this is not codified.
Well, do you know what codification does?
Yeah.
What do you think codification does?
Oh, that gives the judges authority to enforce it and the police power to enforce it.
Well, it's a means to, this is right out of the Roman civil law, codification is a means to replace existing law with new law. That's the means by which when they put it into code, we no longer need to repeal. We can obsolete, we can change, we can have revisers change it, we can have commissioners come in and change it, we can just delete it at will, we can do anything we want with it, and this is what codification means.
That's right, it's not codified.
Okay, so now the next problem that you have that you stated that is under the Constitution of the United States, which is something that I was going to be talking about a little later, but we'll talk about it right now, Congress is given the authority to do one thing in Article 6.
Mm-hmm.
Create laws of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Not public law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, public law, if you go look at and try to define what public law is any type of law in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
It's private, it's public, it's everything in the world. They only have the authority to make laws of the United States which are that have application to us being domiciled within the several states.
Yes.
So as soon as you quote a public law, you're already outside of the Constitution because that has application to anybody in the whole world, depending on all of the qualifications of it.
So my question is,
okay,
who had the power to decide to not codify this part of public law, this Note 7A1?
That I don't know. It's
Is it the
Congress?
U.S. Judicial Conference?
I have no idea.
Is it
I really don't. But,
in Alabama, it's something called the Legislative Council. The Code of Alabama is written by a legislative council. It's not part. It isn't done by the legislature.
Yes. Do you know where the? Do you know what the Legislative Council is?
The Legislative what?
The Legislative Council.
I think it's a caucus of the attorneys.
Well, if you go back and look, there is no authority for a legislative council to exist in any of the several states. Now, what that used to be, the only place they had legislative councils were in the territories.
Well, let's say the entire Code of Alabama is written by the legislative council.
Well, if you go look at our legislative council, I hear the music. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you something that's quite interesting about the Legislative Council. And I hear the music, so we'll be back in just a minute, and I'll tell you what you're looking at.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winter Road, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show, and have Richard in Alabama. You still there?
Yes.
Well, the good old Legislative Council is only for the territories, and you can find that, by the way, if you go on the Internet and type in statutes at large, United States statutes at large, and they're in the revised statutes of 1878, and if you go into that area, you'll see that's where the Legislative Councils were used only in the territories. But what's more important is, having researched this out in Alaska, and that's something I need to go back on now that I'm hopefully have a lot more knowledge and more wisdom, but it is right in the Alaska statutes, is they are tied directly to implement what the Council of State Governments would like to have implemented in the territory or in the state of Alaska. And if you go to the Council of State Governments, you will find all of your businesses, private businesses. They're all there, AT&T and Coca-Cola and all these big outfits. So when they want something implemented in, quote, Alaska, the state of Alaska, the corporate one, not one of the several states, they just go through the Council of State Governments, and this is a shadow government that's sitting there implementing what private businesses have a direct link. And in Alaska, it used to be composed even of judges. And then they thought that was a little bit bad, so now they just have it composed of the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, and then they have some people out of each side that they can maneuver and control, and they're sitting in what's called the Legislative Council. And they're actually running things here in Alaska when, quote, the legislature is out of business, when they're out of their session and they're out there getting all the money to get payoffs to do all the criminal acts that that they're doing. But that's what a legislative council is. Go look in the state of Alabama, go look it up in your code, and you'll probably be shocked. And if you follow it through, you'll really be shocked.
Yeah, I'm pretty shocked.
Nothing is what these are more the fringe benefits of have a citizen of being a citizen of the United States, because
it is
an entanglement of corporations and ad nauseum nonsense, criminal act. Everybody's got their hand in somebody else's pocket being paid off.
The nameplate that our ambassador has at the United Nations says United States of America. It doesn't say United States.
It should be United States of America. The United States of America is still the sovereign of which, for a more perfect union, was created the United States.
Is there any way that we can get documented as a citizen of the United States of America?
Yes.
How?
I'm going to be working on that. I'm going to be putting out a public document. I'm going to be getting a document that is going to mirror the naturalization document. And it will be done correctly, just like the naturalization document, and it'll be put into the public record, and then it becomes legal and conclusive evidence of my status and my standard. And Osborne versus the Bank of the United States specifically spells out, and the pronouncement in that Congress cannot regulate citizenship or alter it in any manner.
Mm-hmm.
That's Osborne versus the Bank of the United States, because Congress, under Article 1, can only create a uniform rule of naturalization. That's their only congressional grant of power from the people. Mm-hmm. And so what they've done is they created this fiction in law, these benefits. And I don't know why people can't see it, but they created the benefit, they control the benefit, and if you want to hang on, I'll quote you a case here in just a minute. I hear the break, and we'll be back for the next hour.
It's true.